According to new numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau, Cook County lost more residents between 2017 and 2018 than any other county in the nation. WBEZ's Esther Yoon-Ji Kang has been reporting on what's behind these numbers. I asked her to tell us what's happening and is this area different than other big metro areas.
We know that Black people in particular are leaving the city, and that's been the case for many years. We also know that white people, mainly lower to middle class white people in the Chicago suburbs, they are also leaving. So in terms of who's coming in, immigration used to be one of the bigger ways that the area would offset the population loss. But now immigration to Chicago has dropped by about half in the last 10 years compared to the decade before.
And we've been seeing these numbers for a long time, but do we know why this is happening here? And how does this compare to other cities?
Sure. There are a lot of reasons why people are leaving the city, and they're often tied to the economy. So we're talking about jobs and homes. Experts I've talked to tell me that during the recession that started in 2008, a lot of people stayed put near big cities like Chicago, and now things are easing up. So jobs are opening and folks are flocking to the Sun Belt in the south and western part of the U.S. in places that have lower costs of living, lots of sunshine, places like Phoenix and Dallas. Now, to give you a really stark example, in the last decade, Houston and Dallas grew by more than a million residents each. And the Chicago area has really only grown by, get this, a meager 37,000. Hmm. So Chicago's not alone, though. Big cities like L.A. and New York have also lost population recently. And to be honest, the fact of the matter is that we don't really know why so many people are leaving, because there's just not a lot of robust research out there on this yet.
So we know that the research is not quite where we want it to be. Should we be worried about this?
Well, this certainly isn't good news for Chicago and Cook County, especially since these are year-after-year trends. But some experts say it's not an outright crisis. So demographer Rob Perrell, he told me that if we consider our population loss a crisis, then half of the country is also experiencing this crisis.
We are a Midwestern county, and we look like it. In the first half of this last decade, Cook County was growing. So, you know, we grew for a few years, now we're declining for a few years. It all averages out to kind of an overall flat trajectory.
So Perrell says that in the long term, Chicago isn't necessarily shrinking that much. But even if it's not a catastrophe, the Chicago metro area doesn't seem to be growing the way the other places are. You know, and experts want government officials to look at why people are leaving and how to make it more livable and affordable here. Inequality is growing, and that's important to note. You know, at the same time that we're seeing this overall population loss, the city's number of well-educated, wealthier people is actually on the rise.
You've been talking to some local officials about these numbers. How are they responding?
You know, Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot said she's concerned about this, and she said it's the quote-unquote canary in the mine shaft. I think she means canary in the coal mine. She sent a statement saying the city needs a proactive growth strategy to create opportunities for businesses and individuals. I also spoke to Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. She echoed Lori Lightfoot's sentiments about the need for economic development. She also emphasized the need to get everybody participating in the 2020 census, which is a way to get more funding to the state and the region.